song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another Monday of The Doug and Daddy Show in this final week of April. Where did the month go? It is another hour of local, state, and national sports talk where we'll be covering everything from UNK, Hastings College, and Husker baseball and softball postseason there. Some good things happened over the weekend, some record-breaking performances over the weekend. We'll also be talking with Damon Day, the head baseball coach at UNK, a little bit later on in the program. The NFL draft. You had to wait till selection 158 for a Husker to go, and then a surprise at who went there. And, Tony, did you know that at 158, that was the latest a Nebraska player had been taken in the draft since 1970? That was the latest first selection of a Husker since 1970. And I guess I am surprised a little bit about who went and who didn't go. I think a lot of people are surprised about who the first man off the board was. I was still surprised that Matt Slauson got drafted, shocked that Zach Potter didn't. But for Cody Glenn to go to Washington was a surprise. And then Lydon Murtha sliding all the way down to seventh. He was in top 10 there. If you watch the draft at all, Mel Kiper's board, he was in the top 10 from the fifth round, early on in the fifth round on Sunday, and waited till the seventh round. And woohoo, you get to go to Detroit.
Yeah, you wait all that long, and then you think, well, gosh, maybe, you know, get to go to a quality team. You know what? Better chance to make the Detroit roster? I don't know. You know what the Lions situation is in Detroit, but that's the difference between when you've got free agency offers and there's two or three teams vying for your services, or you get drafted. You're stuck. You're going to Detroit, whether you make the team or not. You know, that remains to be seen. Cody Glenn, did you even we didn't hear much of his name because Nebraska, well, he's not really associated with the team. I guess I think he went to Pro Day. I think he was around those guys. But after what happened, and nobody really knows this day what happened, the Washington Redskins, though, grab him fifth round. And, you know, you hear that name and you're thinking, I had a couple people last night ask, well, is he going to play linebacker? Yeah, that's what they drafted him as. There's no going back to running back. They like him as a linebacker.
So NFL draft talk, there is a new head football coach at Kearney Catholic High School. We will tell you who that is in just a couple of moments. The Bosselman run over the weekend at Fauner Park. What a crowd was on hand for Saturday. And I'm not complaining. I just want to get it fixed. Here's what I want. If the winning trainer of the race of the Bosselman on Saturday says that this is the biggest horse race in Nebraska, then we better put one on like it is. We need to fix it that six horses do not run in this event. Don't mind that eight were in the field and two scratched. One was never coming. One, the Nuts, the defending champion, Steve Anderson told us last week, was injured, didn't know if he'd be able to go, and decided to find out, you know, if he would be able to go. We kind of thought that he would be able to go. And then you get a six-horse field for what's the biggest race of the year. It's not the biggest race of the year if you have a six-horse field with three locals. And again, it's just one of those things. We need to find out what can we do as racing fans, as horse racing fans, as Central Nebraskans, to make this race truly live up to exactly what it's supposed to be. Exactly what it's supposed to be, and that is the biggest race in the state of Nebraska. So we will find out and talk to Steve Anderson, going to join us later on in the week because it is Kentucky Derby week. We've got all kinds of folks that we're going to be talking to. Jeff Abel from the Thoroughbred Times, Chris Katulak from the TVG Network, and, of course, Steve Anderson from Fauner Park as they go into their final week of the season. So that's what's going on. And we will take your emails, your phone calls on any of that. And we're going to talk to Todd Peterson here in just a moment. And he is going to talk to us. He has signed a free agent contract with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Four Huskers, it's five, I think, now that we know about, because Ty Steinkuhler also signed. Swift to the Broncos, Peterson to Jacksonville, Lucky and Steinkuhler to Cincinnati, and Zach Potter to the Jets. And Matt Slauson to the Jets. And I believe in reading some of the stories today, Matt Slauson called Bill Callahan the best offensive line coach in the country. That's a quote. Matt Slauson called Bill Callahan the best offensive line coach in the country.
I did not hear that, and I'm just taken back by the statement.
Yeah, that's one of the stories. That is definitely one of the stories. Matt Slauson saying Bill Callahan was the best offensive line coach in the country. Of course, you have to think that Callahan had a little something to do with Matt getting drafted by the Jets in round six.
Well, fair enough. Right now, though, Doug, we're going to focus not on the Jets, but on the Jacksonville Jaguars. We're going to talk to Todd Peterson, who was picked up not long after the draft. Todd, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Congratulations.
Thanks, Charles. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, Todd, great to catch up with you again. As we've said so many times, when you don't know if you're going to be drafted, and if it is, it's going to be in a late round, that it's probably advantageous to go the free agent route because you, as the player, might get to pick and choose the best situation. How much picking and choosing was available out there for you?
There wasn't a lot, which was kind of disappointing. The phone didn't ring much yesterday, but going into the draft, you know, I knew Jacksonville was a team that needed wide receivers, and obviously they drafted a few of them yesterday, which is going to give me some competition, but I'm excited to have the opportunity.
Todd, I guess going in, a lot of people, especially with Nate making the combine and going to Indianapolis and doing that, expected him to probably be the first receiver going, and then your name pops up all of a sudden, and he was the one that found himself waiting. Were you guys in contact at all?
I texted Nate last night after I had kind of agreed with my deal, and I don't know how much, you know, he might have had a couple more offers to pick and choose between and done some negotiating, but I don't doubt that there's any point where he thought he wouldn't get a deal.
Todd, obviously, it was a chance to make the 53-man team in Jacksonville. Obviously, was there contact with you yesterday with them early on in the day, or was it all afterwards?
I got a call. Well, actually, my agent got a call during, the beginning of the seventh round from him. I was saying after they'd already drafted a couple guys that they still wanted to give me a shot. Obviously, they couldn't talk money or anything at that point. But, you know, at that point, they were the only team we'd heard from. So, you know, a strong interest to go there.
Todd Peterson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jacksonville drafted three wide receivers, and then Todd is one of three free agent wide receivers. So there's definitely going to be some competition here.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, obviously, you don't want to go to a place where there's too many wide receivers, but at the same time, you can't waltz into an NFL camp and think you're not going to have to compete or earn a spot out there. So, you know, while it's not ideal that they're bringing in six new guys for me, but I'm going to have to beat guys out no matter where I go, and I feel like Jacksonville is as good a fit as anywhere.
Todd, what's the timetable? When do you report? And obviously, things are happening pretty fast.
Yeah, I'm actually driving back to Lincoln today. Need to get a workout in because we head out to minicamp on Thursday, so I'm down to work.
What was your brief conversation, and who did you talk to at Jacksonville? What did they tell you?
Throughout most of the process of just pro day and getting ready for draft day and signing a free agent deal, I've been talking with Jake Peets, who is one of their scouting assistants. He used to play football in Nebraska as a backup long snapper, and he's been kind of my contact. And then yesterday, after we agreed to the deal, I had a nice chat with the wide receivers coach there, Todd Donkin, and he just said he was excited to have me there and was ready to get down to work. And it's just exciting to talk to a guy like that because obviously, you know, I'm going to have to impress if I want to make this team.
Obviously, quarterback situation, you know, maybe still in flux a little bit. David Garrard, the quarterback at Jacksonville, I believe. Any contact with anybody else from Nebraska on that roster, Todd, that you know of?
As far as I know, I don't think there's anybody on that roster. I know they picked up Zach Miller from UNO, who I actually played a year on the scout team with while he was still at the U, and you know haven't talked to him much in the past couple of years, but he's going to be probably the only guy I know on that squad so far. So it'll be interesting. You know, it'll be a new situation, but I'm excited and can't wait to dive in.
Todd, what do you think you're going to have to do here in this first mini camp to catch an eye?
I mean, I'm going to have to just, you know, do what I do. I'm going to run routes, catch balls. You know, I don't think they expect me to be a vertical threat in any sort of way in that nature, but I'm going to have to play teams. I'm going to try and get on as many special teams as I can and prove my worth there and just show them that I can do that kind of work and do a lot of little things and be an asset to a football team in the NFL.
Well, and obviously you did special teams at Nebraska even to your senior year, which is somewhat unusual. Is that a role that you cherish, I guess, a little bit? Do you like that role?
Well, I knew coming in this year and just in the past, if I had any shot of playing at the next level, it'd be through special teams. So I'd never shied away from it when coaches would ask me to do those things. And, you know, like you said, I played on four of the main special teams. You know, I've been on kickoff return, kickoff cover, and, you know, trying to block punts, trying to block for the punter. So, you know, there's nothing that should be too much of a shock to me. I'm sure there'll be different techniques, schemes I have to learn, but I've had experience in all of it, and that's something I do take pride in.
Well, Doug, I'm going to tell you right now, Mike Thomas, Arizona, never heard of him. Jared Dillard Rice, never heard of him. Tequan Underwood, Rutgers, never heard of him. I have heard of Todd Peterson. I think you're much better already than any of these other choices.
Well, I think we need to get you on the coaching staff. You convinced some of them of that.
Todd, were there any other Nebraska athletes that you talked to yesterday throughout the process?
I texted most of the guys in my phone book just to see, you know, what was going on. Obviously congratulated Cody and Matt and Leiden when they got their picks. And, you know, I was trying to text back and forth with Zach and Nate and Joe. I talked to Joe a little bit before he had a deal. And I told him to keep his head up. I'm so happy he's going to get a chance. And then I talked to Stein a little bit later and found out he's going to New York. And I feel kind of left out of the club there. I guess we got three guys going to New York now, so that's exciting.
Well, Joe Ganza officially going to go to the Washington Redskins, it looks like. Hey, we were making a little fun here as the show started. And Todd, do you have any reaction to Matt Slauson saying, quote, let me find the exact quote here, "Coach Callahan is the best offensive line coach in the country," end quote, Matt Slauson. What do you think about that?
Well, I know that's where Coach Callahan has kind of come up and made his name in the NFL, and he spent a lot of time with the linemen while he was here, and I don't doubt that he knows what he's talking about when it comes down to blocking teams and things of those nature. And obviously, anytime, you know, you have a coach, you want to get on his good side, so it's not a bad thing to say at all.
Hey, Todd, who's going to be the next football coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, you or Wortman?
I don't know. I've never thought about coaching football. That'd be an interesting thing. But I'm really happy for Coach Rizak and that he gets to pursue some more of his career goals and go on to administration in Ogallala, even though we're losing a great coach.
Well, Todd, we're really happy for you. Best of luck as you head to Jacksonville. Stay healthy, and I hope to make that 53-man team. We'll catch up with you throughout the process.
Thanks, fellas. You have a good one.
Thanks, Todd. Todd Peterson, Grand Island Central Catholic graduate, Nebraska wide receiver, of course, receiving so many accolades for academics and all he's done outside. And don't think that the pro teams don't know, well, this guy can play football, but he's extremely smart, and he is a good community-oriented type of guy. You know, it's a long shot for any free agent to make a team. Let's not, you know, butter the bread to different here, but it's going to be a long shot. Let's just see if Todd can do the right thing. Well, you got to have a chance. Got to have a chance, and that's all you can ask for, and Todd is going to get that chance. And, you know, I think he's got as good a chance as anybody as far as the Huskers go.
Doug, Josh Freeman, a quarterback that we thought, you know, we were a little bit surprised, goes to Tampa Bay. That's the fifth quarterback on that roster. And obviously,
they like quarterback.
Well, they like quarterback. If you draft one, though, in the first round, you got to think that they're expecting him to play and play an awful lot. But there's five quarterbacks. How soon do they start getting rid of some of the other quarterbacks? I mean, they got to cut this down to three awful early on, don't they? I mean, that's one of those deals where I guess maybe you're thinking you need a playmaker there. Maybe you need to upgrade the position. That's fine, but you got five of them now?
Well, and you never know how things are going to go. You know that Joe Ganz signs with the Redskins as a free agent, just like Chase Daniel. Free agent out of Missouri. Free agent.
Chance, opportunity. That's all they need. It'll be interesting to see. I did not think I don't think Joe Gans can probably play in the NFL. I think size is a big hindrance. I think his arm strength is a big hindrance. But he's got an opportunity. You know what? All you want to do is see how you match up. You know what? If it doesn't work out, there's still plenty of other things for Joe Gans to do. He's a sharp, not a moron. They circled that category. You're starting to see, these teams, when they looked at Todd Peterson, athletically, he's a big target to hit, a great possession receiver. I think Todd Peterson, body-wise, physical stature-wise, could be a good receiver in the NFL.
Well, he was able to survive all the.
I was a little bit surprised.
College, so
I was a little bit surprised. Nate Swift had an opportunity to go to the combine, and Todd Peterson did not, just because of the physical size between the two. I think NFL teams like that physical, that 6'4" frame. Then Nate Swift didn't have that, and that's why I think Todd Peterson maybe has a better chance than some of these guys.
Well, we wish Todd the best of luck as the whirlwind continues here over the next couple of weeks. Coming up, we are going to talk with UNK baseball coach Damon Day. We are also going to talk with the new head football coach at Kearney Catholic High School. We'll tell you who that is right after this.
And now here's another insightful comment from a Doug and Daddy listener.
Sellouts, that's what they are, the dirty sellouts for the almighty dollar.
And that's why you so seldom hear listener comments, solicitations on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Oh, God. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Island Flooring, home of always low prices every day, along with helpful, honest service, too. With Island Flooring being family-owned and operated, they make sure that you're educated on what style, brand, and color of flooring will be best for your individual job. From one room to the whole house, come see the great selection of carpeting, tile, and hardwood flooring, and be spoiled by the Island Flooring staff. Island Flooring, always low prices with honesty, just east of Highway 281 and 30 at 515 South Webb Road, Grand Island. Always low prices with honesty. Island Flooring.
No matter which direction you point your RV, Rich & Sons can make sure your TV signals are clear and strong with some digital updates. Converter boxes will get your receiver tuned in with the new digital signals. And the WineGuard Wingman is a device that boosts reception on UHF channels 14 through 51. You won't get better reception without a really long cable. Rich & Sons have all sorts of service packages to get you ready to roll. Visit their website, richsonsrv.com, for a list. And when you schedule them, tell them you're an ESPN radio listener for another $10 off. Rich & Sons Camper Sales, South 281 Grand Island.
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil, to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. And right now you can save $25 to $300 instantly when you buy select power tools during the Ultimate Power Deal event, which can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 6th in U.S. only. See store for details.
The wall, it is back, it is gone!
The ESPN Radio Game of the Week.
Deep right field and gone!
The best matchups of the week, Sunday nights, starting at 6:15.
Auto pitch it in the air, left center field. That is deep, looking up. Goodbye!
On ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Spending too much time mowing the lawn? Take a look at Toro's Time Cutter Z 4200 zero-turn mower at Ace Hardware. Cut your mowing time in half with this easy-to-maneuver zero-turn rider. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. See store for details. Plus, at Ace, all power equipment is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. And Ace offers free in-town delivery. Ace Hardware and Garden Center, West 56th Street in Kearney, or 3rd and Broadwell, Grand Island.
Here's your Country 1590 weather eye forecast. Calling for partial sunshine from time to time. Slight chance for a nice set of rain shower otherwise. Most of that activity heads off toward their south and east. We'll have north winds at around 5 to 15 miles an hour with a high temperature near 55 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, low near 35. Currently 43.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where it is upon us, the spring and summer sports season, and time has probably been slipping away from you, and you haven't got those baseball or softball uniforms ordered. How about Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center? They can help you out. Get the best, get the brightest, get the neatest. Get them before everybody else does so you don't end up with Chico's bail bonds. That's what I'm saying. Get the best uniforms out there at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. They've got baseball and softball shoes, all ball gloves, 10% off. Bat bags, T-ball, Little League, Senior League, doesn't matter what it is. If it's for the big boys, or the little boys, or the little girls, it's all right there for you. Fast pitch, slow pitch, baseball, softball. Misco Sports has all the gear you need, and of course, it's nice enough folks are out trying to get some exercise outside. Great selection of running shoes, shorts, T-shirts, hats. Your favorite major league teams are there as well at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center.
Just thinking, you know, you show up at those softball tournaments, those guys with white T-shirts on the back, it says Dave with a big number 7 on it. You look like a dork, Dave. Get a uniform. Go to Misco's.
Speaking of Dave, Kearney Catholic High School is pleased to announce the hiring of Dave Colling as its new football coach. He's been an assistant at Kearney Catholic for the past 3 years. Now, in addition, Colling was the head football coach at the school from 93 to 95. He will take over for Bernie Madison, who recently became the head football coach at North Platte High School. So, again, Tony, another hiring from within. And we are seeing a lot of that going on right now. Grand Island just did it with their basketball coach. Kearney High did it with Coach Steinbrook. Kearney Catholic's doing it here with their football coach. Even North Platte technically is hiring from within. Bernie Madison played at North Platte. I mean, you're not seeing a lot of stretches. A lot of the, even in the Lincoln High job, a lot of the things you're seeing, you know, they go through the process, but they're bringing in an assistant coach. Does that say they want to? That they like to stay with the comfort level they're at? Does that say not a lot of people are looking for jobs this time around this year? Is it saying, you know, the best is what we've got and we want to stay with that? Is it loyalty? What do you think the reason is for all of the coaching hirings lately, pretty much being local, inside, staying within their own
You can say what you want about loyalty. If that's the case, I don't know why these places take so long. Make the announcement 2 days later. Let's go. You know, it just seems to be strung out for quite some time. I mean, when you go back and you hire the assistant coach, I don't understand it.
Well, Coach Colling is going to join us here in just a few minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. We will talk with the new head coach at Kearney Catholic, Dave Colling. It'll be interesting as well. I mean, 14 years ago was the head coach, and now is going to be the head coach again for the Stars. One thing about it, he will definitely be familiar with the system. I think the biggest question will be, can you continue to run the Shooting Star offense, a very unique offense that Kearney Catholic and Coach Madison and his staff installed about 10 years ago, and they have had success with it, obviously.
Or do you want to run that? Or do you just say, scrap it and go back to what Dave was probably used to before that, and we'll get his thoughts on that just shortly.
So that is coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. How about this young man? First baseman and pitcher Aaron Bell, Omaha Bryan High School. And you don't hear a whole lot about Omaha Bryan High School athletics. They played a doubleheader on Friday, I believe it was. Papillion La Vista South, second ranked in the state. Lincoln Southeast, fifth ranked in the state. Okay, they lost 7-6 to the number 2 team in the state, and they won 18-8 in 6 innings against the number 5 team in the state. Just pointing out, these were not slouches. In that doubleheader, he hit 5 home runs. 5 home runs. He now has a state-leading 9 home runs, and that was going into Saturday's game. The state record for spring is 14. Last year, the leaders, there were three of them, had a total of six home runs for the entire year. Total of six home runs for the entire year. So Aaron Beal of Omaha Bryan, five ding-dongs on Friday.
Maybe just
five ding-dongs in a day, haven't you?
Maybe. It's eight or nine. Oh. Eight or nine. You know what? Might want to just put the kid on first. Can't believe he would see enough pitches to get five out after, you know, the first three. Maybe after the fourth. No, not the fifth. Shame on you.
Track is starting to get into full swing as well. Congratulations to Kearney High's Maggie Maher breaking the school record in the pole vault, going 11-6 over the weekend. Also breaking a school record, Ryan Sheldon, UNK, striking out 17 batters against Colorado State Pueblo, the second best offensive team in the country. Not in the conference, the country. And Ryan Sheldon struck out 17 through eight innings. And when we get Damon Day on, I'm going to go, why the hell did you pull him? Oh, and he's going to get it. So if you're listening, Damon, you better prepare because I'm bringing it and I want an answer. And don't tell me just because the Pueblo coach pulled all nine of his starters, you thought you'd be nice. No mercy. No mercy.
Douglas.
But did you know, if you read the article in the Hub and actually firsthand eyewitness account, I think this Pueblo coach, and let me double check his name here. The Pueblo coach, I believe, made his starters walk back to the motel by the interstate from Memorial Field in Kearney. That couldn't have been pleasant. A lot of people said, saw a baseball team. Where were they going? What was going on there? You saw
them. I actually saw them on South 2nd Avenue.
Stan Sanchez.
By Amigos South.
Ordered his starting lineup to leave the ballpark.
You know, I'm not sure I like that. Ryan Sheldon, I believe he was preseason pitcher of the year in the RMAC, was he not?
Yeah.
All right, so it's not like you're getting mowed down by some guy's, you know, some fifth starter on the team that just showed up, like, the last two Tuesdays and did some good things, so you thought, let's throw him out there on Friday night and see how he does. I don't like that. I think that's kind of a slap. Kind of slapping Kearney's face, you know, give the kid some credit.
Well, you know what they did? Came back and took the next three from them to complete the weekend sweep. So all four for the Lopers puts them in the right direction. They've won nine of their last 11. But Pueblo led the nation in total runs, hits, triples, doubles, doubles per game, second in scoring at 11 runs per game, and they were third in slugging percentage, plus their team batting average, .388.
Cool.
Not anymore, it's not. So congratulations to the Lopers, and we'll talk with Coach Day about that in a little bit. Also, the softball team is going to make the RMAC tournament. And although they're not on a 10-game winning streak or anything like that, I must say they're not playing horribly bad this week. And by that, they played Metro State at home, and had it not been for just big inning, I mean a big inning, giving up five, six, seven runs in a inning, they played six innings. But not seven with Pueblo, and I understand, blah, 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 you got to get it done, blah, 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 and win those ball games and get the job done on the road. But Springs is who they went out and played this weekend. They beat Metro State, went 1-1 Monday. Then they took 3 of 4 from Colorado Springs, so they'll slide into the number 8 spot in the tournament, and they have to play at Metro State on Thursday. And Metro's got a great, great pitcher on that team, which is probably what UNK is going to see. But the Lopers are in, whereas I'm pretty sure I said on this show, pretty much all week that their season was going to come to an end last week. Well, they found a way to put it together. Hastings College softball team, they're just awaiting who they will play in Sioux City on Wednesday. They split one-run games with Sioux Falls yesterday, 2-1, 3-2. So they're 16-8, and some of the teams above them still have to finish out the regular season today, so we'll see where they end up. They'll be no worse than fourth, and maybe could move all the way up to 1 or 2 in the conference. They're 16-8. Concordia is 15-7. Midland is 17-7, and Morningside is 18-6. And the Hastings Baseball Complex is going to be hosting the conference tournament this week. That will start on Thursday. Hastings is now the number two seed. They will play Morningside Thursday at the Smith Complex. Nebraska Wesleyan is the number one seed. They will play Sioux Falls at 9 a.m. at Duncan Field. And then Mount Marty plays Midland, and Dakota Wesleyan takes on Briar Cliff. We'll take a break. Back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Daddy Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Well, stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it?
Listen up. True story. I went to Advance Auto Parts because it's May and it's beautiful out, and they have a great deal on Turtle Wax Ice Wash and Shine products. I bought two containers, like the deal said, and I immediately saved $5. Hey, I'm not trying to sound like one of those guys at the mall selling knives, okay? But this Turtle Wax Ice is amazing. This new formula made my car shine brighter than my ex-wife's 4-carat diamond. Whatever you're working on, Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
Do you have credit card debt? Is it difficult just making your minimum payments? Are you tired of the harassing calls? Call the Financial Future Network and settle your accounts for less than you owe. The call is free, confidential, and there's no obligation. Enjoy the freedom of debt-free living. One simple call can eliminate your debt in a fraction of the time and for less than you owe. It's simple, secure, and smart. Stop the harassing calls. Legally reduce your debt and lower your monthly payments. Call now, 800-501-7032. Get a low monthly payment that fits your budget. That's 800-501-7032.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. 22. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Here's your Country 1590 Weather Eye forecast, calling for partial sunshine from time to time, slight chance for an isolated rain shower otherwise. Most of that activity heads off toward their south and east. We have north winds at around 5 to 15 miles an hour with a high temperature near 55 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, low near 35. Currently 43.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday edition. Had a chance to talk with Todd Peterson, the latest Husker to sign a free agent contract with Jacksonville. Coming up, we're going to talk with the new football coach at Kearney Catholic, Dave Colling, and UNK baseball coach Damon Day coming up here as well in just a couple of minutes.
Doug, got to let you know, soybeans still available at Dyna-Gro. 1-800-652-9298. Folks, they've got them all for you. They're not going to give you a second-rate variety because there really are no second-rate varieties with Dyna-Gro. They're going to talk to you, see what goes best in your growing conditions, and sell you the best soybeans available. No-till tough soybeans, Roundup-ready soybeans, bred to perform in reduced tillage environments. Hey, they've got them for you still. 1-800-652-9298. Hey, they've quietly become one of the top 10 seed companies in North America. Why? Because they keep planting more and more acres every year on your farming operations. About profitability, people. Oh, running a little bit short on corn. You know you're getting down to the end of planting some corn acres. They got some corn left as well. 1-800-652-9298. Call your local Dyna-Gro seeds dealer today.
They have great representatives as well.
Well, good-looking guys like Dyna-Gro Dave, Lauren Kaiser.
Wow. Really? Well, he's not Dynagro Dave, but he is the Dave that is taking over the Kearney Catholic High School football program. As we told you a little earlier on the show, that Kearney Catholic has named the replacement for Bernie Madison. He has been the head coach of the Stars before, and he's been an assistant for the last 3 years coming back to the program. And we welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show for the first time as the head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. Dave Colling joins us. And, Coach, good morning and congratulations.
Good morning, Doug. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing great. You got to be pretty excited to be back in this role.
You know, I'm very excited. It's a great opportunity for me, and just kind of anxious to get things rolling here.
Dave, I think the initial question I think a lot of people have out there with the Shooting Star offense is, will you keep it around?
Well, I was assuming you were going to ask that. I can tell you we won't be running the wishbone or the something of that sort. We'll do, I guess I'm not going to get into that. I don't have all my assistants yet. And so we'll sit down and go over that stuff here in the near future.
Dave, you've been with the program here in the past, but obviously more recently here as an assistant the last few years. So you're very familiar with what you'll have coming back here in 2009. Mm-hmm. Where do you think the strengths of this team is going to be?
You know, we got a quality instead of quantity in the upper grades. We have a great numbers in the lower classes. The freshman, sophomore, we have big numbers. Juniors and seniors don't have a lot of numbers. We got some quality kids coming back.
Obviously, Dave, defensively, will there be changes? Is it your specialty, offense or defense?
You know, probably defense. There'll be some changes. We lost some key defensive people last year. We lost close to our whole defensive line. We lost some corners, a couple good linebackers. So, you know, we'll see where we're at player-wise and where they can plug in and so forth.
Dave, when Bernie stepped down, obviously your name was one of those that popped right to the forefront. Was this something that you were expecting? Is this something that you were hoping would happen? I guess not for Bernie leaving, but I mean, sometimes somebody leaves and they're looking for somebody to come in and take over the reins. Other times somebody leaves and there's five or six guys that really are overly enthused about putting their name in the hat there and getting a chance at this. Was this something that you were very comfortable with?
You know, it's something I'm really excited for. I want to, you know, keep the success that Bernie had, you know, started here. And so I'm really excited to get the position. Can't say I expected it. I was hoping I was being looked at. As far as Bernie Madison, you know, a great coach, great friend. And so losing him, you know, like you said, you never wish to have someone leave, and he would be one you wouldn't wish to have leave. But just I'm very excited to be named the head coach.
Dave, obviously you said all your assistants haven't been named yet. Do you hope to keep the core intact, though?
You know, yes. The core of assistants will be kept intact. We lost, of course, Bernie, and we lost another coach last year. And so there's definitely two that need to be replaced. And but like I said, we'll keep, sure like to keep the ones that are still around here as long as they want to stay around here, which I think they do. And just for the kids' sake, I think that's huge.
Dave Colling joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's the new head coach at Kearney Catholic. As we mentioned, you had a stint back in the early to mid-90s for 3 years. A lot has changed between now and then, but how will you use, I guess, some previous head coaching experience this time around?
You know, things have changed. Like you said, things have changed tremendously from way back in the 90s. Now, like I said, we ran the bone my first year here and failed miserably. So I'll use some of the, you know, the way you interact with the kids, stuff like that. You know, that hasn't changed. I mean, like football is building young men into great young men, and so I guess stuff like that won't change. And I'll bring that from my past, but a lot of the wishbone and Maryland Eye stuff, I think I'll leave buried.
Well, Dave, we're looking forward to working with you a little bit more now as the head coach at Kearney Catholic. I know you got some classes to get back to, so we'll let you do that. Again, congratulations. Thanks for giving us a few minutes this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Eva, thank you guys for everything you do.
You bet. Thanks, Dave. Dave Colling, new head football coach at Kearney Catholic High School.
Well, I think it's an opportunity. We'll see. We'll get a little closer to fall. Maybe he'll loosen up. And I think that shooting star offense is so unique. It's tough to prepare for, and that's why I think Dave probably knows that and probably will keep a lot of those things intact.
And again, the reason they went to it is that was the personnel they had. You lose a quarterback like Michael Klingensmith, and you lose some of the wideouts that they had. You know, maybe all of a sudden you've got some linemen, some tight ends, some running backs, and you try to do that. And, you know, the wishbone, obviously, and the shooting star offense, you don't think of those in the same way. But the way they spread it, it's just a wishbone that's a lot more spread out. I think you can run some of the same ideas out of that because you're still moving a lot of guys around. You still have plenty of options of who you're getting the ball to. Instead of just handing it off, though, you're just throwing it down the line of scrimmage. That's one of the bigger differences in those offenses. But still, you're utilizing a lot of people in your offensive package that can touch and handle the ball.
Yeah, the quick hitter isn't the fullback. It's that wingback. I mean, it really is. So when you say that, yeah, the fullback trap up the middle, which you normally see in a wishbone, is – stand up, spot pass, zip, pow, go, you know, that's a quick hitter. Zip, pow, zam.
I was going to say, we might have found man's replacement.
Boom goes the dynamite.
And then, you know, you can utilize whack.
There you go.
So you got your own thing going there. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk a little baseball with UNK's Damon Day right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's open the mouth, let the words out.
Unfortunately, this happens altogether too often.
Good news, America. Many of your favorite Subway regular footlongs will continue to be just $5 each, like the Mondelicious made-to-your-order meatball marinara. $5 footlongs, all day, every day. Subway. Eat fresh.
Excludes double stacked and premium subs. Prices and participation may vary, plus tax where applicable, not valid in Alaska.
Subway dollar footlong sidekicks are here. 21-ounce drinks and tasty sides. Now just $1 each or less with any of your favorite footlongs. $1 each. Every footlong deserves a sidekick. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary, plus tax where applicable.
And now, another truck tip from Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance.
One car coming directly at you could be a fluke, but 10? You're in the wrong lane.
How did Progressive become America's number one truck insurer? By delivering great rates and service and getting our customers back on the road fast. To learn more, contact your local independent agent or visit ProgressiveCommercial.com. Going with an industry leader. Now that's Progressive. United Financial Casualty Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states.
NCS Equipment Rental invites you to a grand opening celebration April 30th and May 1st from 8 to 5. Come see their new facility at 406 East J Street in Hastings. NCS is holding free OSHA-mandated forklift, aerial lift, and personal fall protection training both days. Don't miss this great opportunity to see equipment demonstrations, participate in free training, and register for free merchandise. Call NCS Equipment at 308-472-5077 to pre-register. And as always, NCS has the tools and equipment for all your construction needs.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Here's your Country 1590 WeatherEye forecast. Calling for partial sunshine from time to time. Slight chance for an isolated rain shower otherwise. Most of that activity heads off toward their south and east. We'll have north winds at around 5 to 15 miles an hour with a high temperature near 55 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, low near 35. Currently 43.
Yes! Here comes Amos! Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up later in the week, a lot of Kentucky Derby talk. We'll catch up with Missouri baseball coach Tim Jamison. We're also going to have a little Kansas City Royal talk. We'll be talking with one of the Royals either tomorrow or Wednesday, it sounds like, here on the program. We'll let you know who that is as soon as we make the connection there and finalize it. The Royals went 1-2, lost a one-run game yesterday where the offense was not their friend this weekend. A pretty good Friday. Didn't get anything done Saturday and Sunday. The Royals killed Detroit Friday. They got killed Saturday, and yesterday was a pitcher's duel, 3-2 loss. But that all pales in comparison to the great Boston Red Sox and their dismantling of the much-hated New York Yankees. The Yankees score 11 runs Saturday and still get blown out. That's how great the series was this weekend. And so the Red Sox win all three. The Yankees, which is even better, lose all three. So that's too bad. Maybe we can keep showing the Yankees on Monday Night Baseball. Maybe we can have some makeups.
I, you know what? If people keep stealing home against them, I hope we see every game.
Hey, Andy Pettit, take longer.
What? There was almost like a stutter step. I don't understand the stutter step before he got to before the slide, though.
He was really excited.
I think he couldn't believe what was happening. You think they missed a sign at home, or you think it was just an all-out steal?
Well, you just never see straight steals at home anymore. It's crazy. But they did. And
you think he got close, and he's not bunting. He's not bunting.
Oh, like... Now what? Nebraska baseball. You know, 7 of their 9 weekends this year have been altered by weather. They've not played a true 3-game weekend except for twice all season long. They get ready to start an 8-game.
Good start.
They get ready to start an 8-game homestand. New Mexico Tuesday, Wednesday, Missouri over the weekend. They lost both games of a doubleheader yesterday to Kansas. Even in the story, it said, after a controversial call, Nebraska's 4-3 lead turned into, well, a 9-4 ass-kicking. It wasn't like it was one base hit. It wasn't like you got beat 5-4 in 12 innings. It just wasn't good. Mike Nesseth gets the start, and it just doesn't work out. Of course, again, Nebraska's offense can't go out and get anybody a decent lead to where they can feel comfortable. When's the last time the Big Red was up 4-0 on somebody?
About a year ago.
Exactly.
A year ago, middle of the year.
It was a good weekend, though, for the UNK baseball team. A huge weekend as they take all 4 games from Colorado State Pueblo, and they head into the final week of the regular season with 4 more home games, and that will conclude with Regis this weekend. We're pleased to be joined by UNK baseball coach Damon Day. Damon, you ever made your kids walk home from the park?
No. Nope. I can honestly say I've never done anything to quite disrespect my team the way that Colorado State Pueblo coaching staff was able to do, but that was their choice, and I've never done that before. Never even actually quite thought about it.
Coach, I want to follow up on that by saying Ryan Sheldon was preseason pitcher of the year in the RMAC conference. It wasn't like you discovered this pitcher 2 Tuesdays ago and said, let's try the kid on Friday night. He's been throwing awfully well. I mean, they got beat by one of the best guys in the conference.
And it's 4-1 after 6. It's
right.
Not a blowout.
It's not like it's 32-3 or something.
Oh, well, Ryan's the best in the league. I think if you asked every coach and hitter who the one guy they don't want to see on the mound every Friday night, and people would say it's Ryan Sheldon. And so, Sheldon had it going. It was, like I've kind of said, it was the most dominating pitching performance that I have ever seen in my 10 years as a head coach. Sheldon was on. Whatever he wanted to throw, he threw. And so, I can understand the frustration, but I can't really understand, like you said, it's not like he's just a Tuesday guy for us that we just found. He's been one of the best in the RMAC for 2 years, and man, did he really have it going on Friday night.
Okay, Damon, so why didn't you pitch him in the 9th inning?
Because he was at his pitch count. He's on short rest. Because we had played on Sunday. He was on short rest from Sunday to Friday. And to be honest with you, we're not here to rub anything in anybody's faces or anything like that. He had done his job. He got us the W. He'd gotten the school record for wins, and we need to make sure that he's ready to go for Regis this weekend, and then there's another short turnaround with that conference tournament starting on Wednesday. So it was very important for us to make sure that we try to keep him as fresh and as healthy as possible, and our offense stepped up and gave us that ability to do that. With that 7-run seventh inning.
Did he argue with you at all?
No.
Okay, no. No was the answer.
All right, Coach, I think you go back to the start of the year. You were very confident with this group you had. Then, to be honest, they really disappointed about, the whole first half of this year. What took so long for things to click?
Just learning. just learning how to play in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference, just learning how to compete every single weekend, learning what it takes. You know, we knew going into the season that we had some concerns about how much we played on the road and early. Our whole goal was to survive early, not get caught under an avalanche of losses, and then with this home stretch be able to make a run. Unfortunately, we knew we were going to make a run, but we kind of buried ourselves with too many losses there at the beginning of the season. And so now it's just about getting prepared for that tournament and what we need to do. And that's what we're definitely looking forward to doing now that we're starting to kind of figure some things out and some kids are starting to grow up.
UNK baseball coach Damon Day is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And we've focused on Friday's game. It sure the heck wasn't just Friday, because you guys go on and complete the four-game sweep, and it's capped by a great performance yesterday from Blake Cover.
Yeah, you know, without a doubt, it was our best weekend of baseball we've had this entire season. It was one of those team weekends. Pitching, we've had great pitching all weekend long, great defense all weekend long, and offensively just had, you know, we were able to get the big hit in big situations and do some things that we haven't been able to execute all season long. You know, we got our bunts down when second and third with less than two outs, we were able to push a run across. And so it was good to see our offense execute that way. We knew that they had the ability to do that. It's just, unfortunately, when we've struggled offensively, you know, every hitter tries to kind of take the world upon his shoulders. And there's, you know, Blake Cover is a young man who definitely wants to be successful and the leader of our team. And so it was nice to see him come out this weekend and just be relaxed and go about his business. Because, you know, let's face it, him and Nate are huge cogs, and him and Nate Swear are huge cogs in our offensive machine. And when they're rolling, it just makes every hitter around them a lot better.
Damon, how many teams in the RMAC play small ball and push runs across like that? I mean, where I think a lot of teams are going up there swinging for, you know, it's a high-scoring, high-potent conference.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think we're probably one of the few teams, us in Colorado School of Mines. I think what Pueblo kind of really realized this weekend is that, you know, when you have to be able to execute some things when you're in a tight ball game, and you can't just swing for the fences and hope that you get that three-run home run. And I think a lot of teams that come in to Kearney, when you get to sea level and you get into some conditions and some wind and whatnot, it's a different ball game for them. And that's what we love about playing at home, is it's a definite advantage to us because we're used to it. We're used to the wind. We're used to being out there every single day. And so I thought our kids did a great job of adjusting to the conditions all weekend long. And it was a fun weekend to see our kids' looks on their face after the sense of accomplishment. I mean, that's the first time we've ever swept Colorado State Pueblo in a four-game set. So to say that I was proud of my guys would probably be one of the more understatements of the year.
Damon Day, for just another minute, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Now you wrap up conference play with Regis this weekend, doubleheaders Friday and Saturday. Tell us about them.
You know, this weekend's always the toughest weekend of the year because it is more about preparation for the tournament than it is about wins and losses. And you know, we're going to go after Regis with all we got to try to make sure that, you know, we continue in a good vibe and continue on a good stretch of things. But it's about limiting pitch counts, making sure that no one gets injured, making sure that our guys are ready to go on all cylinders come Wednesday when that conference tournament starts. And so this weekend's always kind of different. Everybody's on a very limited pitch count. You know, we'll probably keep Ryan out there for about between 60 and 75 pitches. So we'll try to get our bullpen to start. The playing Doan on Wednesday is a big important thing for us. When we play Doan on Wednesday at 7, because a lot of those young kids who haven't gotten to throw in 2 or 3 weeks in conference, we're going to be able to get them an inning or two this weekend, get them an inning or two on Wednesday. And so our entire pitching staff should be ready to roll come tournament time a week from Wednesday.
Damon, the conference tournament, how does that set up as far as the seeding goes for you? Can you move many spots?
We can catch Metro State. You know, we can catch Metro State with a good weekend, and they have a bad weekend, so we can move all the way up to the four, which I would love, just because we've had a little success being the four seed. but right now it looks like we're going to be the five seed. We're going to play Colorado State Pueblo in their home yard at 7 p.m. in front of probably what I would consider a big crowd. I like our chances with Sheldon and Lushen and Ricky Muir. And then Jacob Hyatt will probably move to the bullpen with Cephas and Boganowski and Nick Hall. I like where our pitching staff's at right now heading into the tournament. And if we can continue to get the offense clicking, I'm expecting a good run in that tournament. So we've had some success there in the past, and our kids understand that, and we have a lot of experience returning to the tournament format. And we build our entire season around getting ready for postseason baseball in the tournament. And so we feel we have a good opportunity to be successful at this time of year.
Well, Damon, keep the homestand going the way that it has been by picking up wins. And, again, thanks for giving us some time, as always, on the show, and best of luck this week.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate all the support.
The biggest Cleveland Brown fan that we know, Damon Day, UNK football coach or baseball coach, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, that takes us right up to where we need to get out of here today. I want to thank Damon Day for joining us on the program this afternoon. Also, Dave Colling, the new head football coach at Kearney Catholic, and Todd Peterson, Grand Island Central Catholic graduate, Husker grad, now signing a free agent contract with the Jacksonville Jaguars. If you missed any of that, go ahead and check out our podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal of the Loft. All you have to do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com. It'll be up by the bottom of the hour. ESPNSuperstation.com. All you have to do is click on Cunningham's Journal of the Loft, the Doug and Daddy podcast.
Doug, later in the week, Kentucky Derby Talk. You mentioned Jeff April from the Thoroughbred Times. Joined us, Chris Katudelak from TVG Network. Missouri baseball coach Tim Jamison expected to join us as well. So all that and more this later in the week on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Is there a reason we didn't mention the Dallas Cowboy draft?
I think there's several. And we didn't give Derek his little due at the Buffalo Bills draft, which many people think is in the top three or four in all the land.
Hey, and we want to thank the fine folks in the community of Minden for having us down for their alumni booster club banquet last night. Good time. Thanks for having us. And we look forward to seeing the Whippet folks again real soon. See you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.